Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks.
The Erie Canal Theater presents Laugh-A-Geddon, Episode 2.
Try an authentic Japanese restaurant. What's this? Gotta take your shoes off here?
Damn it, honey, I can't get my shoes off. We're not gonna be able to try sushi in Japan. Looks like it's back to the hotel.
The oven is very nice and warm. That's actually where the phrase comes from in Russia. Hey, hot sandwich. That's when something is so hot, you can't even touch it. I like to think my jokes are like that. A hot sandwich. We don't really have too much bread. We have to substitute it with paper anyway.
No one lives in Washington, D.C. anymore. Why? Find out after this break.
I'm preparing a dinner for my entire family tonight, but I don't have to worry because with my nice and easy gun, it fits my small feminine hands.
Hey, you! Give me all your money there, you chump.
See? It's so nice and easy. Hey, why don't you get off my property? See? It's so nice and easy.
Mom, I can't get my shoes off.
Honey, I'd love to help you, but I'm having my own shoe troubles.
All right, I'll go ask Dad. Dad?
Yeah, son?
I can't get my shoes off.
Well, son, I'm struggling to get my own shoes off.
There's just too many laces. I can't remember how to untie them.
Velcron, take your first steps into the future.
I wish I had someone to tell secrets to.
Whisper friends.
My pants have never fit correctly.
Whisper friends.
I want to be more respected at work.
Whisper friends.
Shh. Try calling Whisper friends today.
God, I love cheese.
Jimmy.
Baby.
You're here.
Cheesy baby.
Is that my fondue set?
That's your mom's fondue set. You ever had Gruyere, cheddar, Swiss, more Gruyere? Give this a try.
Yes,
cream
Jimmy.
Cheese has nothing on this.
Jimmy, yes, I've tried my
this
fondue.
Yes.
Jimmy, you were supposed to be here last night.
Take a bread.
Jimmy, I don't want fondue right
That's
now.
That's a broccoli, too.
I want to talk to you.
It's slightly steamed.
Jimmy.
I'm all ears, babe.
You were supposed to be here last night.
Oh, God. I got your messages.
Oh, really? Because I left a bunch of them.
I know.
On the answering machine that I bought you.
I know. I got them.
The whole point of me getting you an answering machine is for you to get my messages so that
then
you
really
call
late.
Me back.
No. It was so late.
I still have to talk to you.
Lay it on me. What you got?
Jimmy, this isn't working.
Answering machine?
No. Well, maybe because you didn't return my calls. But this. Us.
Oh.
Me and you.
Oh.
I can't do this anymore. I'm breaking up. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, I understand. But
okay.
There's something you ought to know. Special development.
Oh,
news bulletin.
Oh, another
news
special
flash.
Development. Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Uh-huh.
Guess where I was last night.
I'd actually be interested in knowing where.
Tippy top floor of guess which building. WWFU, the TV station.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
It's not
you
even believable.
You know who lives up there?
It's not even believable,
in a
Jimmy.
Man-made jungle in the sky? You know who lives up there? Lexington
Hayes. Everyone knows Lexington lives on the top floor of the WWFU building.
He arrested me last night.
He's not a cop.
Did you know that a very rich man can arrest a pedestrian? Lexington Hayes comes at me last night with this.
But
take a look at that. That right there is our future, babe.
This is...
That's $6 million right there.
This says nothing about $6 million, and this is a list, Jimmy. A list of names.
Lexington Hayes comes up to me last night, arrests me into his limousine.
Because he's a cop.
And he takes me up into his jungle tower in the sky, and he offers me... God, he offers me this gem of an opportunity. Guess what? The dominoes are falling. Dom Tompers, the host of Laugh a Minute, out with yesterday's garbage. And guess who's gonna take his place?
You are kidding me.
It's me.
You're being serious?
I'm being 100% deadly serious with you.
Holy crap.
Brenford Lexington Hayes, BLH, he and I.
Listen.
Hashed it out last night.
You don't want to have anything to do with that guy.
What do you mean?
He's bad news.
Bad news?
Yeah.
He's a classic figure of American television.
He's got ties to the mafia.
This is a rare opportunity for me and for you, and I understand that you're reticent.
No, don't say me and you. This doesn't change anything.
It could change everything.
No, not with us.
Okay,
and by
everything.
The way, I need...
Imagine the quality of the cheese.
No.
Imagine life with you and me and $6 million. I gotta smoke. Can I light up? Where's your purple lamp? Where's the doggy ashtray?
Okay, I will join you, but we're gonna have to go out on the fire escape.
On the fire escape?
Yeah, I don't smoke inside anymore. It's gross.
This is New York City. The smoke comes in to the apartment whether you're smoking inside or not. There's
Look,
just general
it's my apartment,
smoke.
My rules, I don't smoke inside anymore. I smoke outside.
You wanna smoke on the porch? We'll smoke on the porch. Out we go. Who's step?
Okay, I gotcha. No, I got it, Jimmy.
Whoa! That's unstable. Watch out for that railing.
Let me see that list again.
There you go.
What are you supposed to do with this list?
Okay, so the idea is that each of these individuals has a sort of denigratory attitude about me and my life choices in general. And I have to address them and address their concerns.
That's what he told you.
Well, yeah, he said
take this list
and
address
all the people on the list.
Wait, take care of?
And he likened the situation to that of Dick Cavett's own.
Wait, you said take care of?
Yeah, I mean, I assume in some sort of really vigilant letter-writing campaign, like, that's almost on an Oscar Wilde level of persuasion.
Jimmy, you don't understand what this
and
is.
And I feel like I have that potential.
Jimmy?
I mean, I've got a good...
Jimmy.
I've got a way with words.
Jimmy!
What?
This is a kill list.
Kill list?
Yeah.
You're a kill list.
I'm being serious. Look, with Dick Cavett, I've never heard anything bad about him.
No.
Okay?
Mm-mm.
Because there's no one around to talk bad of him. If you're gonna have some kind of meteoric rise to stardom...
It happens.
They probably don't want you having people talking bad about you.
Exactly. That's the list. You're catching on. Can I have that back?
No, but no. No.
Can I
wait,
have it?
Wait.
I mean, I
wait,
just haven't had a good chance to
Jimmy,
look at the whole thing.
I'm on the list.
Babe, I mean, that's why we're having this talk right now.
But look,
that's why I'm here
on
with the fondue. Have you even had a cheese?
This is crazy. I'm calling the police.
No. Why?
Because that's you have a list of people to murder?
No, this is not a murdering list.
Yes, it is.
This is a communication list.
Okay, this is fine. I'm going back inside and I'm calling the police.
Babe, give it back to me.
No.
It's very important to me.
I'm taking it and I'm going to call the police.
I won't give you any of my cheese.
Jimmy,
give me that list.
Oh, Jimmy.
Give it.
Jimmy.
Oh, God.
Jimmy.
Oh, God. Oh, baby cakes. Hello, baby cakes. Oh my God! Oh God! I'm coming! Oh! Wait! Oh God! Where are you? Oh God! Where are you? Who's that? Who's out there?
Nice work, Jimmy. Nice work. I didn't think you'd take out your girlfriend first.
Take out my girlfriend?
Man, you're brutal.
It's you.
Yeah. How you doing?
Not so good.
Surprised didn't think you'd see me again? What's your problem?
Where is she?
Man.
She's gone.
She just puke on my loafers?
Where's her body?
Don't worry, she's gone.
She fell the whole way down.
Mm-hmm. Pretty clean death. I'm sure it was instant.
Where'd she go? Where'd she go?
She's gone, Jimmy.
Oh, God.
Just like the rest of those on the list will be.
The list?
You don't have to worry about cleaning it up. You didn't
the
know
list?
That? That's what I do.
Cleaning it up?
Keep taking care of all the names on the list, and I'll keep taking care of cleaning up the mess.
Take care of the names?
Yeah.
I didn't take care of my girlfriend. I just... I just tried to get the list back, and she fell and...
Ooh, you made it look like an accident? Even better! Man, you're diabolical, Jimmy. You're diabolical. You're better at this than I thought, buddy.
Better than Dick Cavett?
What? Dick Cavett? No, look, you did a great job.
Oh, God.
It's going to be all right, buddy. It's going to be all right. Here. Here, take your list back. I found it over by the other side of the dumpster.
My list.
She must have dropped it on her way down.
You crossed out her name.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, God.
That's what I do, Jimmy. I take care of things.
I'm supposed to cross out all the rest of the names.
Yep, so you're probably going to want to get to work, buddy.
I'm not a killer.
You are today. But I got to take off, so get it together. And finish the list. But you did a good job today, you know? Get home, get some rest. I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised when you get home, buddy.
I'll make a tea.
Sure.
I'll have a tea.
Good.
Gosh, honey, your fingers. They're clicking up and down.
Well, I can't help it. I'm just so preoccupied about these politics and President Reagan.
Gosh, your fingernails are like nails on a chalkboard in my ears.
If only there was some way to get rid of these loud, dangerous, obnoxious fingernails.
Have you tried biting them off?
Oh, I have, but I can only bite so far. There's still a bunch of fingernail left.
Well, there's some kitchen scissors in the drawer.
Oh, I've tried that too. My fingers were bleeding for days.
How about some sandpaper? How about lighting them on fire?
I've tried all the solutions. None of them seem to work. Who's this?
Hello there. I'm the cuticle fairy.
Sure.
Here to tell you about a wonderful new product.
Oh, the fairy's putting some goo on my fingernails and they're disappearing.
Just relax. It's Cuticure.
My fingers have never felt so smooth.
Wow, honey.
I think we're going to have some good times later tonight.
Hey, Jimmy.
Mr. Dobek.
Hey.
Tonight, Mr. Dobek.
You're looking rough.
No.
I just wanted to thank you. I don't really have anybody else that paid in advance as far ahead as you. Hey, man, as far as I'm concerned, you're my golden child right now. You can stay here for 2 years. You don't have to pay me another cent. That was a heck of a down payment.
2 years?
Hey, have a good night and get some rest. You look rough.
Good night, Mr. Dobek. 2 years. What the hell is he talking about? Why doesn't anybody make sensible shoes anymore? You can't get them off. Oh, God. What a day. Oh, what's that? Answering machine. How did they get... Who put an answering machine in my apartment? I didn't buy a new answering machine. Must have been Dobek. Extra key, maybe?
Thank you for your recent payment to the New York City Water Department.
Payment.
Have a nice night. Jimmy, it's your dad calling, and thank you for paying me the money back, but we really would prefer to see you. You know, the note that you wrote was, well, it was very nice.
Who's writing notes?
But we would prefer to see you in person.
Note.
We love you too, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Carl from Carl Lee's Carpet. Just want to let you know, came in there and we put a brand new shag in there for you. I'm hoping that you like it. Let me know. Give me a call. I'll be in the office tomorrow. Let me know how you like it. All right, Jim?
They replaced all of my carpet.
Oh, Jimmy, this is Mrs. Kendall from downstairs.
Stretch.
Thank you so much for all the groceries you brought me. Thank you, Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy. Lexington here. Keep up the good work.
Lexington.
Keep making good choices, and we'll keep making
that
them, too.
Could explain the carpet and the neighbor's groceries and the... it could explain the rent. Oh, wait a second. So, this many names, this one name gets crossed off. And new carpet? New... Wait. What's this? Ah! I can't believe it! Wait, open the lid. New record goes on. And... oh, the smooth tones. The smooth tones that can only be produced by a 500-watt system. Oh. Oh, God, but how can I... how can I actually appreciate this? It's the music of demons. This is a blood stereo. That's a blood answering machine. You kill your girlfriend, it's an accident, you kill your girlfriend and you get a stereo. It's such a nice stereo.
I just want to keep it, and I don't want to have to get rid of it, because... I didn't think for 2 seconds, because how many lives are there? There's billions of people. A couple of them, you know, die every minute, every second. I don't know the statistics. A couple of them die every minute, and maybe one's my girlfriend, and maybe some are like colleagues from... Let's take a look at the list. We got Betty, number 13, number 4, both from high school, and I didn't even like them, but they also saw me with no pants on at the ranch. I gotta stop taking my friends to the ranch. There's Mr. Panjandrum from the bagel shop. He fired me because I didn't put the parm on the top of the bagel, right? And also there was the things that I said to his wife because she couldn't speak English. Oh, this list. Oh, God. Philip. Philip's on the list. Oh, Philip. The times we had. I'll always remember. Philip. Our summer at camp. Cabin number 12. The sound of the waves upon the beach. Connecticut. Large stones being slowly ground into small rocks. Small rocks being slowly pulverized into sand. And the beating of my heart for poor Philip. How could I let him die? How could I kill my friend? 2 dozen names on a list? What difference does it make? But a good friend, a memory from the past, and to give it all up. I don't know if I can do it. I can't do it. I have to warn him. I have to warn him. Because if I don't kill Philip, Lexington's gonna kill Philip. Philip, I'm coming. I'm gonna save you. I won't let them take your life.
Hi, has you or someone you've known been horrifically affected by the product known as Cuticure? If so, there may be money in it for you. Hi, I'm James Barson, attorney at law, and if your loved one has suffered a horrific side effects from the product known as Cuticure, including loss of bone density, missing finger bones, loss of all keratinous tissue, seeing your own face in the moon, stone butt, spontaneous flavor tastes, colorless cochlea, wizard eyes, lackluster smiles, a vibrating feeling in your knuckles, thick bones, really thin bones, no bones, racist facial hair, lots and lots of extra bones. Hi, if you are in any of this medical distress because of Cuticure, just give a phone number call to and the number below me.
Consider supporting us on Patreon like our best friends,